In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. On the second and final day of the NATO summit in Lithuania's capital Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg to discuss supporting Ukraine in its fight against Russia's invasion and Ukraine's future within the alliance. Tuesday, Stoltenberg announced NATO members agreed to streamline Ukraine's pathway to NATO membership but did not offer a direct invitation to join, something which reportedly angered Zelensky. But as he spoke with reporters heading into the talks, the Ukrainian president struck a conciliatory tone.
We want to be on the same page with everybody, with all the understanding. And for today, what we hear and understand that we'll have this invitation when security measures will allow.
During a joint news conference following their talks Wednesday, Zelensky said the results of the NATO summit were good for Ukraine. He said it would have been ideal if Ukraine had received an invitation to join the Western alliance, but he understood that cannot happen while it is still at war with Russia. Concerns are growing, meanwhile, that Russia won't extend a United Nations brokered deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine's ports to the parts of the world struggling with hunger. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
Ships are no longer headed to the war-torn country's Black Sea ports, and shipments have dwindled. The deal originally reached last summer to ease a global food crisis is up for renewal Monday, and Russian officials say there are no grounds for extending it. They threatened this before, insisting an agreement to facilitate their food and fertilizer shipments has not been applied. But data shows Moscow has been exporting record amounts of wheat. The UN is striving to keep the fragile deal with Ukraine intact to benefit Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. North Korea has fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, off its east coast Wednesday, as leaders of South Korea and Japan were set to meet on the sidelines of the NATO summit to discuss regional threats, including the nuclear-armed North. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
North Korea conducted a missile test with its longest ever flight time on Wednesday. The missile flew for 74 minutes and just over 600 miles before falling into the sea around 150 miles west of Japan's Hokkaido. That's according to Japan's chief cabinet secretary Hirokazu Matsuno, who strongly condemned the launch. Hirokazu said Japan believes the rocket was an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM. The North test-fired its first-ever solid-fuel ICBM in April. Analysts believe they can fly far enough to strike targets anywhere in the United States, and that the country has likely developed nuclear warheads that can fit on rockets.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. A new poll suggests that most U.S. adults are against the most strict anti-abortion laws. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The vote came following a marathon session Tuesday that continued into the night. Audio courtesy of KCRG. Protesters on both sides gathered at the Capitol carrying signs that said, "Save innocent beating hearts" and "Hands off my uterus." Just after 11 p.m. local time, lingering protesters in the gallery booed and yelled shame to state senators in the minutes after they approved the bill that bans most abortions once cardiac activity can be detected. Governor Kim Reynolds ordered the rare session after the state Supreme Court declined in June to reinstate an almost identical law that she signed in 2018. I'm Donna Warder.
As the writer's strike in Hollywood continues, reports now that unionized Hollywood actors may also be on the verge of a strike. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
To strike or not to strike, SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents screen actors, broadcast journalists, announcers, and other professionals, has agreed to allow a last-minute intervention from federal mediators as negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers approaches a Wednesday midnight deadline. Issues on the table include residual pay and unregulated use of artificial intelligence. In a statement Tuesday, the Guild said they will exhaust every possible opportunity to make a deal, but that employers have abused their trust and a strike may be inevitable. Members could join screenwriters in an ongoing work walkout that would grind Hollywood productions to a halt. I'm Jennifer King.
For additional news stories 24 hours a day, go to our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.